Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Metzorah, one affected by Tzara'at. Week 28, Second Aliyah. The priest is to take some of the blood of the guilt offering and put it on the lobe of the right ear of the one to be cleansed, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. The rest of the oil in his palm, the priest shall put it on the head of the one to be cleansed, and make atonement for him before the Lord. Leviticus 14, verse 14 and 18. What is the relationship between the priestly ministry and the purification of the Metzorah? In this Aliyah, there is a similarity between the purification of the Metzorah and the consecration of a priest. In Exodus 29, verse 20 and 21, it's written, "Slaughter it, take some of its blood, and put it on the lobes of the right ears of Aaron and his sons, on the thumbs of the right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. Then sprinkle blood against the altar on all sides, and take some of the blood on the altar and some of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it on Aaron and his garments, and on his sons and their garments. Then he and his sons and their garments will be consecrated." The similarity between these two texts teaches us that after being risen, Yeshua was purified and established in his priestly ministry in heaven. This also matches the prophet's vision, as it is written in Zechariah 3. "Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. The Lord said to Satan, 'The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. It is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire?' Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. The angel said to those who were standing before him, 'Take off his filthy clothes.' Then he said to Joshua, 'See, I have taken away your sin, and I will put rich garments on you.' Then I said, 'Put a clean turban on his head.' So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him, while the angel of the Lord stood by. The angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua: 'This is what the Lord Almighty says. If you will walk in my ways and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you a place among these standing here. Listen, O High Priest Joshua, and your associates seated before you, who are men symbolic of things to come. I am going to bring you my servant, the branch. See the stone I have set in front of Joshua? There are seven eyes on that one stone, and I will engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord, the Lord Almighty, and I will remove the sin of this land in a single day. In that day, each of you will invite his neighbor to sit under his vine and fig tree, declares the Lord Almighty." How great the messianic secret is. Shalom ubracha.